AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems, improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to AutoLine Daily. I'm Murray Feldman, Fox 2 News here in Detroit, once again sitting in for John. In today's show, we're going to take a look at China's EV strategy, GM moving SRX production from Mexico to the United States, and I'll tell you about the upside, yes, the upside of all of the recalls we've had, why we need them. But we're going to start today's broadcast with a look at the highs and the lows of the automobile industry. The highs we see in the form of the iconic Ford Mustang, which began production of its new 2015 edition today at its upgraded Michigan home. The 50-year-old sports car is set to go global for the first time, building both left- and right-hand drive units and aiming to produce more than 300,000 cars a year. And then there are the lows. In this case, the ongoing funk for the folks at Saab. The Wall Street Journal reporting that the company that bought the iconic Swedish brand out of bankruptcy just 2 years ago has filed for bankruptcy protection itself. The company National Electric Vehicle Sweden, or NEVS as it's called, which has been producing about a half dozen Saab 9-3 sedans a day, simply ran out of money to pay suppliers. That happened 2 weeks ago. So the Chinese-backed company that runs NEVS made the move to buy time for talks with potential investors. If this sounds familiar to you, just think back to about 3 years ago when Spyker and Saab did the very same sad dance. And now for those of you who remember the famous Even Steven episode from the Seinfeld TV series, today the country of Mexico seems to be doing its own reboot of that particular show as it broke even, if you will, on the latest batch of factory announcements. First, the country lost the Cadillac SRX when General Motors moved production of the next-generation luxury CUV to its old Saturn facility in Spring Hill, Tennessee, which has been producing Equinox crossovers and GM's current Ecotec engines. But then, just like on Seinfeld, Mexico got even when Kia Motors announced it would make a billion-dollar investment in a compact car factory that'll go online in 2016 and build 300,000 units for both North and South America. Even Steven indeed. And if you want to hear more about Mexico's manufacturing mojo, just check out the latest AutoLine This Week episode on our website or YouTube channel. And oh, by the way, we should also point out that GM, in addition to the SRX move, will also be upgrading its Spring Hill engine plant to produce the company's new lineup of 3- and 4-cylinder Ecotec gasoline engines. And just before we go to the break, earlier this week we reported that China might invest $16 billion into electric car charging stations. Despite disappointing sales of EVs, China is pushing ahead with its EV program, and this has nothing to do with going green. You see, China generates 70% of its electricity from coal, and several studies that show China's air pollution will only get worse if it goes with electric cars. Dr. Frank Chow from the Automotive Strategy Research Institute in Tsinghua University points out that China imports 58% of its oil today, and by the year 2020, that'll jump to 70%. He says that scares China's leadership, but China has at least a century of coal supplies. Dr. Chow says China would rather have cars that can run on domestic coal instead of imported oil. And he tells AutoLine that China literally sees electric cars as a matter of national security. Coming up next, I'll tell you about the upside of the record amount of recalls automakers have issued in the United States.
Dow Automotive Systems, driving solutions in automotive, commercial transportation, and aftermarket with innovative products like Betamate structural adhesives. Lighter, stronger, safer. DowBetamate.com.
The car makers have helped to create a brand new fast-growing industry, the recall industry. Now consider this. The major car makers are pumping billions of dollars into recalls. Companies such as Delphi and other suppliers are pumping out new parts as fast as they can. In fact, Delphi even put on an additional shift just for the GM situation. So you have more people working just to handle this GM recall ignition business. But there's more to that. Dealerships are trying to beef up service departments, hiring more technicians and service reps. Some of these jobs are paying $75,000 to $100,000 a year with benefits. General Motors, Chrysler, Hyundai, all of them now have new groups dedicated specifically to safety and compliance. It's hard to really put a total figure on this, but we know we're talking in the tens of billions of dollars, just for starters. Then there's the rollover in salaries and taxes on those salaries for recall-related workers. But wait, there's more. You see, this recall industry has spawned many new jobs, not all connected with the autos. Let's start with product recall specialists, compliance coordinators, safety experts, product investigators, safety engineers, attorneys, inventory control specialists, regulatory specialists, and we can go on and on and on. Just makes you think, if we could ever make vehicles, or any product for that matter, that didn't have to be recalled, this economy would be in real trouble. Let's hear from you. What do you think? I do read your comments, just please be nice. And be sure to tune in this evening to Autoline After Hours. Tonight's guest, Larry Nitz from GM Powertrain. And if you want to get the latest insider information on where GM is headed with its engines and transmissions, tune in tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Autoline.tv. That's a wrap for today's show. Once again, Murray Feldman in for John from Fox 2 News in Detroit. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.